More analysis now from Zheng Wang, professor at the School of Diplomacy and International Relations at Seton Hall University in New Jersey. What does he make of the visit so far?
I think it's going quite well. It's kind of a surprisingly good so far.
Why surprisingly good?
Because before the trip, and many people believe the two countries, they do have quite some disagreement on several issues like North Korea, South China Sea, trade. But we have listened to yesterday. They have remarks and a press conference, and Trump actually said that he agreed with President Xi on North Korea issue, and he also didn't mention anything about South China Sea, human rights, any of this issue. And they signed a very, very big deal on trade issues. This is probably a record in the history of trade, so it's surprisingly good.
Right. What's going on then, do you think? Are there things going on beneath the surface that we're simply not hearing about? Is all this friendly talk, or incredibly friendly talk, genuine? Mm-hmm. What's your assessment?
I believe the diplomacy teams of the two countries worked hard before the meeting, before the visit. And so they probably agreed on many things they have talked about. And particularly, I think this trip happened to be the one-year anniversary of Trump's election. And the Chinese side actually gave Trump a big gift. And this gift Trump can use to telling his people at home that he actually doing very well on diplomacy, and he's doing very well on China, because one of his main criticism during his election, during his campaign, is to criticize the previous presidents doing bad on trade, especially doing bad on China. So this big package he signed with Chinese President Xi yesterday, and is very useful for Trump for domestic politics.
But he's gone further, though, today, hasn't he, than simply blaming past presidents for doing bad deals. He said, well, I don't blame China for taking advantage of that. Was that something that took you by surprise?
I think he's I believe many people were saying he's kind of like Trump became very surprisingly friendly to China, to Chinese president. If you look at his recent days tweets, and he's two of them like the best of friends.
What about the trade issue, though? I mean, Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, in his comments, striking a rather different tone to President Trump. And of course, President Trump has, as one of his economic advisors, Peter Navarro, who has taken a pretty anti-China view, you might say. Where is this issue of trade tariffs on Chinese goods these days?
I believe this $250 billion package is the way of the Chinese efforts trying to balance the trade issues, and also the Chinese efforts trying to help President Trump not to use any of these trade tariffs, and also to prevent there's any trade wars between the two countries.
Although Secretary of State Tillerson was asked about these deals, and he said it was pretty small in terms of getting to the fundamental elements that have led to the trade imbalance. So he certainly doesn't think it is that big a deal.
Yes, I believe some people may consider the number is big, but if we look at the substance, maybe, and also many of these deals is only just they just signed a memo or signed, it's not really a treaty, and we still need to say whether they will implement this deal, and so it's different. But still, we can say there's something, I think, significant. For example, that China would, purchasing oil and gas from Alaska, and China will buy U.S. beef.
What about the issues that haven't been raised publicly, at least? Human rights, the question of the South China Sea. Are they still being discussed? Are they still an issue between the two countries?
I believe they are still the issues between the two countries. But this time, I think that Trump got what he wants, and so he chose not to mention anything will make his host unhappy.
And that was Professor Zheng Wang from the School of Diplomacy and International Relations at Seton Hall University in the state of New Jersey. And if you want to hear, rather read more background on the events in China and indeed the rest of President Trump's 12-day Asian trip, why don't you go to our website, bbc.com/news. A lot of background you'll find there. And just a reminder, if you miss any live editions of this programme, you can always catch up with our podcast, which we update twice a day, 7 days a week. Just look for BBC NewsHour podcast. You're listening to the BBC World Service. This is James Kamara-Sami with NewsHour, coming to you live from our studios in central London.